This is Twirl. I'm Mike. You're listening to The Voice, KUBU 96.5 FM here in Sacramento and wherever you are at twirlradio.com. We are just a few minutes away from our interview with Dennis Holzebrook. Let's kick things off by playing his song, Uh-Oh, Uh-Oh. FM, KUBU, the voice of Sacramento, and brand new music from Dennis Holzebrook. We heard the song Uh-Oh off the brand new EP, Merry-Go-Round. Really digging that one. And on the phone all the way from, I believe, Southern California is Dennis Holzebrook, the man himself. Dennis, are you with us?
Aloha.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, my friend. How are you doing? And hello, listeners.
Hello, hello. Very well. You know, this is the first time we've ever officially chatted. First heard of you, though, about 5 years ago. I was in Southern California on a visit because I wanted to see Adam Waltemeyer's Rock on the Road Festival. And when I entered Fitzgerald's, a great little club in Huntington Beach, who was on stage but you? And you were playing this instrument called a keytar. Very, very cool set, I might add.
The keytar. That was my first gig as a solo artist, and it was a lot of fun. I got to meet Adam Marsland. I got to meet some pretty cool people. Of course, Adam Waltemeyer. He's a pretty cool dude. But you know, it's interesting. I've never had anything really interesting to talk about until now, which is probably why we haven't talked.
Yes, but you know what? You know what is kind of interesting. You've had a great career in music and in radio, so you are definitely a talker. Let's cover the radio thing real quick. You're my fellow radio brother, I like to say. What is your show, and where can my listeners listen to your show? You know, when they're not busy listening to Twirl Radio.
I am on the internet. It's Q-Star Radio. And Hamilton Radio, QStarRadio.com, HamiltonRadio.net, and I'm on the air every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. It's called Songsmith's Music Motel, And I pretty much do what you do. You know, I play indies, but I throw in some mainstream, and I got comedy bits, and classic commercials, and classic comedy and original comedy. And then, you know, I do my skit, and sometimes I play live. But I've been doing it, I did it for like two years on Scrub Radio, and then I moved it over to Hamilton and T-Star, and it's been a blast, you know. And we don't get to listen to each other because we crisscross, you know. You're on at 4, I'm still on the air, and by the time I get off, I just want to go lay down. So
yeah,
anything. So,
I'm lucky to get you because you just got off the air. So yeah, thanks for that. Yeah. So,
it's a worthy cause.
Yeah. Thank you. Absolutely. So, how long have you been making music? This was not your first spin around the block with this new EP.
No, I've been in bands for decades. I think since 1985. Well, actually, before that, I was playing in a band in high school, playing bongos. And then I learned, the leader of the band taught me how to play bass by telling me where to put my fingers on the fretboard. And then I figured every time I put my finger there, I'd hear her say C or D, so I started to figure it out. And I started to play piano, but once I started playing piano, I really changed. And I got into some groovy bands, played country for a lot. But then we started getting to the original thing. And 85, 86, my first record, I listened to a 45 with my voice on it. And it was pretty heavy, even though it wasn't my solo thing. I was in this band, and that's pretty much the way it's been. Playing in bands, they record a CD, and I got a song or two on it, you know. But this, what I'm doing now, is completely me. And what you hear, like that last song, for instance, that's pretty much me playing everything: drums, guitar, bass, except for the lead guitar, which is Duncan Forah. From Bay City Rollers and Rabbit. He played that Casey Lead riff on there. But that song was like written back in 92.
Oh, wow.
And it's never been recorded until now. When I decided to make this EP, I had three songs that were already written within the last 6 years, Merry-Go-Round and Till the Morning and Save the World, and they were all written like around 2011 or so like that. And so I wanted to add a couple old songs, so I threw in Everybody Bowls in Buffalo. Both those songs were written back in 92, 93, and again never saw the light of day until now.
Wow, so you've been kind of hanging on to those. That would drive me nuts. What was the catalyst for finally getting everything together?
Well, in 2011, I recorded Merry-Go-Round on my honeymoon and now in Vegas with Trimotor Studios, home of Poppermost. And years later, a friend of mine, the lyricist to that song and Till the Morning, Keith Bellows, asked me to record a version of Till the Morning so he could put on his CD. And I thought, well, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it proper. And I started to play around with the guitar and realized that I couldn't play the fingering like I wrote it back in the 70s, because the melody for that song was written in the 70s, but it took till like 2011 for the lyrics to come. And so I had to transpose the whole song on the keyboard, on a harpsichord sound. And as I did that, I got really excited. I go, oh, I want to go into a studio. And so I started talking to Jimmy Blue, who has their own production company. And I said, I want to record some songs. And she goes, well, how about do an EP? And I said, yeah, that sounds great. And we got my friend, everybody's friend, Deborah Milstein. She co-produced it with me. And I went down to Vegas again and recorded four more songs. I did four songs in 2 days. And they thought it was impossible. But I laid down, I had a plan, two 8-hour sessions, two songs one day, two songs the next day. And I finished ahead of time. And got the tracks done. We sent it over to England. Dave Milligan and for the Penguin Party, he mixed and mastered it, and he retweaked the drums and programmed them to where they sounded better through his soundboard. And you know, the artwork of the cover was done by Jimmy Blue's son, So it was a village. It took a village to make this thing.
And you know what? It's so typical of the 21st century, and I love the story because I started putting the geography of all this together. So Jemmy Blue is here in Northern California. You're from Southern California. Duncan is in Las Vegas. Deb Milstein is in Florida, and Dave Milligan is in the UK. So it takes a global village to put an EP together these days.
And I have never met Jemmy Blue face-to-face. I've never met Deborah Milstein face-to-face. I've never met Dave Milligan face-to-face, although we have talked on Skype. I have met Duncan because we were down in the session. He came to my session, and I know, and I met, of course, the guys in Vegas. But it was a labor of love, man. I went there with an intent to just, I worked my butt off just to lay down track after track after track and just built the tracks. And I did all my homework beforehand, worked out all the patches I wanted to use on the keyboard. I made notes of which one I wanted, so I wasn't at the studio hunting and pecking for sounds. I had it all laid out, all the bass lines, the drum line, where I was going to play the guitar. It was all worked out in my head before I went there. So there was no time wasted.
No, that's good. That's a really efficient use of studio time and space because, you know, when you're in a studio, time is money. And that makes a lot of sense. I'm chatting with Dennis Holzerbrook. We've probably got about half a minute before we have to take a hard station break. But Dennis, before we take that break, real quick, how can my listeners find out a little bit more about the EP before we take a break?
They can go to jemmyblue.com. That's J-E-M-I-B-L-U-E, jemmyblue.com. You can hear samples. You can also order CDs and or digital downloads.
We're going to take a short break. We'll come right back with Dennis Holzerbrook here on The Voice.
Do you have something to say? Say it here. Your community voice. The Voice of Sacramento.
This is The Voice of Sacramento. I'm Mike Lidskin on Twirl Radio, and my special guest this hour is Dennis Holzerbrook. And Dennis, who would you count among your biggest and most important musical influences?
Well, it comes down to two acts. When I was seven, I saw the Beatles and Ed Sullivan change my life. I went to school the next day and told everybody I was going to be a musician, and that from that period of time, everything changed.
Wow.
And then when I was in high school, I got turned on to Elton John. And Elton John really, really influenced me as a songwriter, and especially as a piano player. His use of alternating bass tones and melodies it continued to be astounding. And so those two there's a lot of other people in the mix. I'm really a hodgepodge of a lot of different influences, but if you got to narrow it down, that's it, you know. Hands down.
Yeah, you could do no wrong with the Beatles and Elton John, that's for sure. How would you describe how would you describe your sound, the sound of your music?
Hodgepodge of things, pop rock, some people call it classic. I like to stay away from that term, but it's really a mixture of what I feel at the moment. I tell people that when I don't really write the songs, I'm kind of like a vehicle for some entity that writes songs, because they literally happen just like that, real fast. It took 10 minutes. I came up with the melody and the changes and the idea. And then my lyricist went off and wrote. So the song was done in a half hour, lyrics and music. And the same could be said about Buffalo. The other songs on there took a little longer because I was dealing with people in another state or another country, and that took time through the email and stuff. But the melodies, they come like water. I've written like over 800 songs, and it's just, you know,
wow.
Sometimes I have to actually turn my mind off because ideas, they're always there.
That's so cool. That's like a gift and a talent. I wish I had even 100th of that gift. You know, I'm definitely not a musician, a songwriter, but that is so amazing. So your songwriting just comes from everywhere. What inspires the lyrics? Is it something in your personal life or just a story? How do you get those?
Well, lyrics are a different story. I'm not much of a lyricist, and all the songs on the EP are written by other lyricists. However, I come up with ideas. Like, I came up with the idea Till the Morning and the chorus. I came up with the chorus Everybody Loves a Buffalo. And the idea is to save the world, but as far as the actual writing of the lyrics, other people handle it. But I do write lyrics, but I'm just I'm not as good. I can write "I love you, the sky is blue, and let's go to the moon" kind of things. When I write a song, my lyricist would say, "What are you hearing? What do you feel?" Because when I make up a song, it's not just a lot of patterns. I'm putting words in there, even though they don't make sense. But I get ideas, and so it just varies. Sometimes I feel like something really mellow and melodic, or sometimes I just want to bang something out in just like a 3-4 chord song. It's hard to describe. It just comes. Ebb and tide thing, ebb and flow.
Makes sense. And, you know, there's certainly precedent for that whole separation between the musician who writes the song and the lyricist. I when you said that to me, I was thinking, of course, Elton John and Bernie Taupin are the classic example.
The difference between me and them is that they never wrote in the same room together, and I have written in the same room with my lyricist. Although sometimes they'll walk off into another room to finish, but we work things out as a group, as a unit, face to face, and we discuss the intricacies of where the song wants to go. Because when I'm finished with the song, the melody in my head, it's as if the song was already recorded. I hear all the arrangements. I know whether it's going to be a guitar solo or what solo. I know where the breaks are. I know where the drums are going to do. It's already in my head. So by the time I get to the studio, all I'm doing is really transcribing what's in my head onto tape or onto the computer. That's how I do it.
Wow. Well, please do more of that. The world needs that. I'm chatting with Dennis Holzebrook. There was a song that I played a few years ago, a song by Rob Swanson, which was a nice acoustic number, a sparse song. You added some Hammond, and that really kicked it up to a new level. I really enjoyed that kind of collaboration.
Well, that was a lot of fun, and that was the thing about Scrub Radio. It really was a breeding ground for collaborations. I got to collaborate with him, as well as the Big I Am and Paul Butler, and you know, just the Penguin Party. I've been lucky, Butch Barnett. I've been lucky to collaborate with these people, and it's just the power of the internet, and the power of you just swap files. They just send you the files, and I lay down the tracks and send it back to them, and then they mix it, and, you know, it's a wonderful thing.
That is pretty wonderful. I'm chatting with Dennis Holzebrook. Do you have any upcoming live gigs? As I said before, I saw you in 2010, and you were phenomenal live. Anything on the horizon?
I haven't done a gig in almost 3 years. I'm kind of semi-retired because feeling bands really, it got to a point where I just didn't want to be in a band with somebody else's vision anymore. And if I do anything else, it would be like you saw my own band doing my stuff, or in a band where we all share the same vision. And until that time, I've just been laying low and, writing stuff at home. We may do a record release party where I'll do a live performance. But so right now, there's no live gigs. I've been asked to do one of those staged things, those internet performances. So I'm considering that at the time, unless I do something else with Adam Waltimore or something.
Oh, that'd
be
nice.
I've been to Sacramento.
Awesome.
I'm from San Jose. I used to play with the Drifters, and we gigged all over Sacramento. So that was... It's a good town.
Very cool. Boy, I'd love to visit with you if you ever head up to Northern California again. Definitely. Let's hang out.
Be my pleasure.
Absolutely. I'm chatting with Dennis Holzebrook. A couple more things. I can't believe our time has gone this quickly. How can my listeners find out more about you and your music? You've got a long, illustrious history, so where can we learn more about you?
Well, you can go to my Reverb Nation page, ReverbNation.com/Dennis Holzebrook, all one word. I have a Facebook page has my music and little stories about me. That's about it at the moment.
Very good. And now my last question, very, very important question. What's your favorite food? What do you like to eat?
Oh, anything with chicken in it. A baked chicken, fried chicken. Chicken.
You know what? That's my own fault. I'm making myself hungry. It's almost dinner time here on the West Coast. I asked the question. Now I want chicken. Thanks, Dennis.
My pleasure. We'll have a chicken tonight. So there you go.
There you go. There you go.
Into mine.
So I'm chatting with Dennis Holzerbrook. One last question after that last question. The title track of the album, Merry Go Round, where's the title come from? What's behind that?
Well, Merry Go Round is a song. When I was on Squid Radio, I used to make up these little ditties for people. Keith Bellows' song or Tony Dixon's song or artists. I'd make up little short little songs and make up lyrics. And Merry Go Round was a song I made up for an artist. And I really started to like it. And I thought, oh, this is a song that needs to be developed into a full proper tune. So when I developed the arrangement, I called on Keith Bellows, who was in the UK, and he wrote these killer lyrics. I told him the basic gist about it being a merry-go-round and about relationships. And so he wrote these lyrics and sent it to me, and then I started to play the song live on the air, but the song was like, you know, 6-7 minutes long with this huge keyboard solo at the end, and Deborah Milstein in her ever inevitable way blatantly suggested that I cut it down. And so I took the whole keyboard solo and just literally chopped it in half and shortened it down to 5 minutes and made everybody happy. And it really was the best thing, because it was just too much. And she helped me with the arrangement. And we went on my honeymoon, Vegas, and went there to Papa Moon Studio, and I laid down the piano. I did all the keyboards, and I laid down the vocal tracks. And then in my absence while I was gone, Alex Oliver, the genius behind Papa Mo's, played the drums, the guitars, the basses, the percussion.
Wow.
Did all the instruments and turned it into this beautiful song. And then we shipped those tracks to Joe Milligan in the UK, who remixed them. And gave it and just brought it up to the next level and just gave it this huge. He took that song and just gave it a new life, a new level. I say he took my Sal's ears and turned them into silk purses, because that's pretty much
wow.
You know what he did. It was just so that song is really an example of it. It took a village to make that one song.
Definitely.
Let alone the rest of the tracks of the EP.
Definitely. Amazing story of collaboration. And, of course, Deb Milstein has a good ear. You know, sometimes you need just an objective second opinion just to tell you, a little bit more about your song. So why don't we give that a listen as we end the interview? Dennis Holzerbrook, thank you so much for hanging out with us here on Twirl Radio today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And please go to jemmyblue.com, JEMIBLUE.com. And, enjoy the music. Peace and love. Mahalo.
Mahalo. And Dennis, stay on the line with me. I'll be right back. Here's Dennis Holzerbrook and Merry Go Round.